Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. For that person who not only is intimidated by scripture, but would never consider themselves an academic, you say this. I want you to remember something very important. The Bible wasn't written for a few experts to understand while baffling the rest of us. Did you hear that? The Bible was written for us, and we are claiming that right now, even before we turn a page. With that being the case, I want you to erase any part of your self-talk that says you're not smart enough or educated enough or even spiritual enough. I want you to talk, Angie, about the dynamic of the Holy Spirit's ability to help us understand. If we show up with a humble, teachable heart, He will tell us things, as Scripture says, that we don't even know. He'll confide in us. And so unpack that, if you would.
I love that you said that. And when you started to ask that question, that's I was like, yes, yes. Oh, because I feel like it again, going back to, like, where does Satan prey on, you know, where does he look to see if he can, like, pull us away from the faith? This is huge. He wants us to believe that we are not smart enough to understand this. And the entire point is that God wrote it for us. And so I know that for myself, even as I'm reading, and I'm just going to be transparent, Susie, because you have that kind of show. There are books of the Bible that are harder for me to understand than others. Mm-hmm. Some for certain reasons, like Leviticus.
I was going to say Leviticus.
You know? Yeah.
I struggle others, my way through.
Like, right. Revelation for different reasons. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there are books, and then sometimes you'll read through Psalms, and you're like, oh, I understand that. This is, and so something that the Lord has impressed upon me is just that in my own mind, I felt like I had to understand everything so perfectly or I wasn't a good Christian. Like, I felt like I needed to be able to go through even those, what I would call difficult books, and be able to dissect this. And what is the original language? And the Lord was like, Angie, like, I want your heart. You know, I want you to be in the Word and loving me and seeking me. And I think when I started to let go of that, like, I'll never understand this, I would open up and just say, Lord, show me, and ask the Holy Spirit, bring life to these words. Bring life to this today. In my own circumstances, help me understand this. And he will honor that.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.